Love you, I can't lie to you.
Of course you can lie to me, and you will. If you love me and you're going off with Maddie someplace, you're lying to me. Because what the hell do I care about the truth? I care if you're there. What Billie Holiday say, hush now, don't explain.
All right, I accept that. All
Of
right,
course
I
you'll lie to
accept
me, because
that.
I don't even want to care. What does the truth matter? And why are you going to be truthful with me when you lie to everybody else? You lied when you smiled at that cracker down the job, right? Lie to me, smile. Treat me the same way you would treat him.
I can't treat you the
You
way I treat
must.
him.
You must. Because I've caught the frowns and the anger. He's happy with you. Of course he doesn't know you're unhappy. You grin at him all day long. You come home and I catch hell. Because I love you, I get least of you. I get the very minimum. And I'm saying, you know, fake it with me. Is that too much of the black woman to ask of the black man? For 10 years, so that we can get a child on his feet that says, yeah, father smiled at mother.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself podcast. Listen, I'm your host, Johnny M. Singletary Sr. I don't even have the music playing in the background, man. We just getting straight to it. What you talking about? Y'all heard that intro, man. We're not going we just going to get to it. And that clip was a conversation in 1973 between Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin. I probably should have gave you a harsh language alert prior to, wasn't a lot, but there was one charge term that she used. But again, to make the point, we are talking about 1973 and we are talking about two amazing icons of Black history and civil rights activists. And today I do want to spotlight Nikki Giovanni, and that conversation really didn't have a lot to do with what I want to talk about today, but it is just one of my favorite conversations. She says, lie to me. You go out and you lie to everybody else. Everybody on the job, everybody on the streets, you smile, you put on a face. And because I love you, because I'm the closest to you, because I'm the most important to you, I get the least of you and the worst of you. And that's just such a powerful, and that at the time, Nikki Giovanni was 28 years old, and you know, the passion and the fire she came with. That conversation was actually 2 hours long. They did two segments, 1 hour per, of an amazing conversation between these great minds and these social activists. And so I want to highlight Nikki Giovanni today and on this episode of the Help Myself podcast. And today we're going to be talking about space and grace. Space and grace. you know, I might have said that backwards, but you know, it don't matter. Yeah, no, we write space and grace. Because, you know, we could put it either way, grace and space or space and grace. But we're going to go with space and grace. But before we really get into it, how about we pay some bills right quick. Y'all know how that goes.
Q Images. It's a world-class, veteran-owned and operated Las Vegas-based photography company. Whether you need on-site or in-studio or on-location photography, be prepared to receive top-notch, innovative, and high-level professionalism from Q Images. While other photographers take photos, Q Images captures moments and creates memories. So go to qimages.smugmug.com or Instagram at que_images. Again, that is at que_images. Make sure you go and check them out. Tell them we sent you from the Help Myself podcast. And when you see the fly visuals, know that Q Images had a hand in it. Check them out.
And I need to go back and correct that, because I'm talking about know that Q Images had a hand in it. Q Images solely responsible for it. I tell you what, man, he took a picture of a model the other day and he sent it to me. And I told him, I said, man, I don't know how you do it, but the way you have her positioned and edited and the way the background was fading out, she looked like a Barbie doll. It was amazing, yo. So make sure you go check out Q Images. Have money, he will travel. Listen, but if you're in the Las Vegas area, yo, make sure you hit him up. We're going to get together and do some work this year. Really going to revamp my brand, and we're going to do an extensive shoot. So be prepared for fire and magic to happen. Q Images. But back to the episode, Space and Grace. So Nikki Giovanni, as we are focusing on the amazing contributions, and she's a living legend. As a matter of fact, I spoke on it. She's got a show right now that is on HBO. What is it called? I don't know. It's on HBO though. Yeah, Going to Mars, the Nikki Giovanni Project, Going to Mars. And she is definitely a great writer, a great thinker. She's an author, poet, political activist. And her work has really centered on uplifting the Black experience in arts and explores race, gender, sexuality, and the Black family, which was really on display in this clip. She's often been described as the poet of the Black Revolution. So again, like I told you, the new project that she has out came out in December, I believe, and it's called Going to Mars, the Nikki Giovanni Project. And here, just to kind of set the stage, one of my favorite quotes by her is, she says, "A lot of people resist transition and therefore never allow themselves to enjoy who they are. Embrace the change, no matter what it is. Once you do, you can learn about the new world you're in and take advantage of it." And I feel like that is a great intro into Space and Grace. And so let me explain Space and Grace. And I'll start with a personal anecdote. Last year, I internalized a lot of what was going on. And not only did I internalize it, but I took it extremely personally. You know, I looked at everything as a referendum on who I was, on my value, on whether I was a success or a failure. I made things that I was going through into existential crisis instead of just a singular situation that went one way or the other. I pulled some things from 2022 that were still a disappointment and an area of concern and brought them with me into 2023. And I carried sadness and I carried depression and I carried discouragement and I carried a lack of belief in myself and an appalling lack of self-confidence. And I will say I am proud of me because in spite of that, I still created and did some amazing things last year. So, you know, we definitely got to give credit for that. But I struggled and I didn't assert myself in a lot of situations, spaces, and places that I absolutely should have. And as I came into 2024, you know, as I was just kind of unpacking everything and the journey of therapy, the journey of doing the things that I needed to do. And as I was carrying that, you know, I realized that too often I was holding myself in such low acclaim that I was hurting my own forward progress, right? And so unpacking that, I decided I am going to stop maintaining this idea that somehow or another I have to internalize things, that I have to try to avoid feeling what I'm feeling. Even worse than that, the things that I felt, I need to stop judging myself as if somehow or another I'm not supposed to have feelings and feel a certain way about things. And so what I came into 2024 very intentional about is whatever it's going to be, if it's a disappointment, if it's a victory, if it's a good thing, I was going to give myself the space to feel it and the grace to not judge myself for whatever I'm feeling. And that specifically becomes important in certain situations. And that's why I chose that quote by Nikki Giovanni. It's a resisting of transitioning. You know, you're resisting the transition when you act as if you don't have the right to be excited about an opportunity or to be disappointed by the loss of opportunity, to be saddened by events and to be overjoyed by other events. We deserve to feel all of those emotions, and we deserve to have the space to accurately feel those emotions. Like I deserved when I got turned down for speaking opportunities. You know, it's okay. And what amazed me was, is this was something that I often would give to others as counsel. You know, when I was a senior enlisted leader for recruiting and retention, and people that worked for me would, they would apply or put in for a job or a promotion or an opportunity. And when they didn't get it, you know, they would try to give me the normal, oh, I'm okay. You know, you can't win them all. But I knew they were feeling real disappointment. And I always encouraged them, there's nothing wrong with being disappointed about this. You truly desired a good thing and it didn't work out how you want it to work. And so you deserve the space to feel that. And you deserve the grace to know that there is nothing wrong with being disappointed. And so I had to give myself the space to feel that. But I also had to give myself the space. Another concept that I speak of often is that we marinate in our disappointments. And then, you know, we try to just skate by the celebrations that I deserved. You know, for my birthday, I was really celebrated. And I was talking with a friend of mine. I said, I was just really overwhelmed by the outpouring. And, you know, when people look out for me and do nice things, I always appreciate it, but I was overwhelmed. And I said, that comes from me not giving myself the space to celebrate me and my birthday and to feel like, you know, I came to, you know, some, you know, I was able to work through some trauma and work through some things, you know, and just realizing that I deserve to be celebrated just like anybody else on your special day that you came into this world with the opportunity to make impact. And that is a beautiful thing. And I deserve the space and I ought to give myself grace because there ain't nothing wrong. I remember I used to be like, oh, people on here making this big deal about their birthday. And it was because I was harboring something on the inside of me and I was judging them and not extending grace. But man, if you want to celebrate your birthday all week, all month, you know, put, you know, there was a conversation. Well, when it's your birthday, should you put your Cash App up? If that's what you want to do, man, do that. That's not something for somebody else to judge whether it's the right or the wrong thing to do. Because I tell you what, many folks have put their Cash App up for their birthday. And I've sent them something because it's an event worth celebrating. And I have decided that I'm going to really take a lot of joy in watching other people celebrate and enjoy their lives. Because as I move in that direction, it gives me permission. But not only that, it gives me a paradigm to celebrate my own life better. So to give ourselves space and grace to do these things. But when I think about the space and grace, the celebration is the important part to talk about. But I think a lot of times I felt myself foolish. And since this week, obviously the podcast drops on Monday, But this week is Valentine's Day week. And I definitely want to encourage you to check out the They Jam It podcast. I have the privilege of being a co-host with two amazing folks. The first being my guy, Rock, Jerris Challenger. And our new co-host, we call her our Jess Hilarious, LT, LaTwana Taylor. And, you know, we have great conversations and music and all that. And we'll be dropping a Valentine's Day special. So go check it out. The They Jamming podcast. Right now it's exclusively on Spotify. But, man, we got some news coming up, man. We're going to spread the wealth. So go check that out. But since it's Valentine's Day, I will talk about how grace and space, or space and grace, has really impacted me. There were times when I did not give myself space to celebrate. I definitely don't give myself the space to celebrate. But I didn't give myself the space to commiserate. You commiserate for somebody else. That's not the word I was looking for. Should I edit that out? Nope. Nope. This is the Help Myself podcast. We roll with it. Here's what I didn't give myself the space to do. Whenever I had a romantic opportunity and it didn't work out, and let me be really specific about that. Not about person or situation, but specific about what I was doing as far as space and grace. So I have not been in a serious I haven't been in a relationship in a while, well before Tika passed. And I have not been in a situation that even really had the framework of becoming a relationship since probably 2019. And it only felt like it might be heading towards something because I was lost in the sauce. But when I look back on it, it didn't really have the roots that it needed to become a relationship. But that doesn't mean that there wasn't special young ladies that didn't have my attention and have my desire to move forward with something more substantial. That has happened several times, but none of them have gone so far as to feeling like something that was really going to get to the next level. But yet, I basically went through heartbreak over relationships that never happened. And I think that's a heavy burden to carry. Because it would be one thing if we was together and we broke up and I was really, you know, having an issue with the relationship. But no, I'm carrying heartbreak over something that never even became a relationship. And then I started to wonder, is this me making everything existential? I'm being too sensitive. And so now I'm judging myself. And I'm upset with myself because I'm like, this don't make no sense. You know, you bring a lot to the table. And you just sitting up here stuck, and they are moving on, enjoying their life, having a good time. They not even thinking about you. They moving on, and you over here stuck, feeling bad about yourself, just sleepless nights and all of that over something that wasn't even really there. It can't be that serious because they ain't feeling no kind of way about you. And I spent a lot of time judging instead of giving myself space. If that's how I felt about it, then examine that, give myself complete room and space to feel everything I feel about it. You know, like it'd be times I get mad. I'd be like, man, I'm just going to go back to the day where I didn't want no relationship. I was just out here just dating casually and telling them up front, hey, we can have a good time, but I'm not here for a long time and I ain't trying to be, but that's not the desire of my heart. So that would have been dishonest to myself. And you shouldn't lie to anybody, but the worst thing to do is to lie to yourself. And I was not giving myself the space to say, my feelings are hurt over this. And my feelings were hurt over this. And then I compounded that by not giving myself the grace by saying, you are a human being. You desire love. There is a lot required of you in what you give and share with the world, what you share with others, with what you share with your child. And you have a genuine and authentic desire to be in a relationship with someone who truly sees you, that works to understand you, and that you put the same work in, and to build something beautiful and loving and emotionally safe. And there is nothing wrong with desiring that. There's nothing wrong with being disappointed and hurt. And as a matter of fact, allow yourself to be hurt. And then think about the moments in time, no matter how fleeting or short that they were, that you felt confident and optimistic about the opportunity that was before you, and they had you feeling those feelings. Think about those times and allow yourself to feel everything that you're feeling so you can allow this thing to pass. And that's the important thing, the transition, when we resist and when we don't accept the change and the feelings and everything that comes with life. And I think the bigger lesson, you know, something that I talk about in the Monday Morning Mind Hack and something, you know, that I was kind of getting into is that the thing that's consistent in life is change. And when those changes are coming, oftentimes we make this journey more difficult for ourselves than it has to be because of our refusal to accept what is happening. You know, we try to steer the tide away as if there is something that we can do to stop certain change that can come. There's so many things that we don't have any control over. But you know how what we can control? How we respond to it, how we carry ourselves through it. We can control the things that are within our realm of responsibility, our attitude, our positive plans to move forward through the changes that happen. We can definitely control our gratitude. And that's one thing that I focus on. I'm grateful for the time that was good. I'm grateful for whatever came of it that signaled transition. And I'm grateful for the new opportunities that will be ahead of me now that I'm moving on. We have to accept that change and that transition. And we act like we don't have to accept change and transition. But yet every day life is changing and transitioning us into new spaces and new places, meeting new faces, entertaining new graces, rotating on an ever moving basis. I'm a poet and you ain't know it, huh? But life is changing. Life is moving. Time is evolving, whether we want to accept it or not. And Nikki Giovanni, she encourages us to accept the change and the transition because it allows us to evolve and to transition into new spaces, new opportunities to grow and expand ourselves as human beings. And that's personally, professionally, the one thing that I always said is that, hey, you know what? Don't get caught up. And the military really teaches you that because you can't get too attached. Because, you know, as it was for me, there were certain places that I was there for a long time. But, you know, that last half of my career, it really became, you know, every 2 to 3 years, we'll move on to the next assignment. You know, some of them may have went 4, but, you know, it was inevitable. I was going to move out. People that I worked with, they retired. They moved on to new assignments. They separated. You know, eventually my time was going to come. I retired, you know, that change is just happening all around us. But yet we get stuck and we act like that change is there. But we've got to give ourselves the space to accept what's happening and the grace to feel however we feel about it, whether that's excitement, disappointment, absolute celebration, might be horror, sadness, all of that. Give yourself the space to feel it and give yourself the grace for feeling it. Because when we give ourselves the grace, we recognize we're human. One of the things that we used to always preach in the Air Force, military bearing, keep that stoic face. Don't get caught up in your emotions. And it was helpful sometimes when, you know, you had to show up in a certain way, just not getting all caught up in your emotions. But when you internalize that and you want to have military bearing when things are happening in your own life, when your life is falling apart, you have every right to mourn what is happening. You know, when great things are happening to you, you have every right to celebrate and be excited. And so the space for that, but more importantly, the grace that I'm judging myself, that I'm soft because I'm hurt over failed romantic pursuits, or to tell myself that I'm being too much because I get excited about opportunities or good things happening. I deserve space and I deserve grace. So before we close out, man, let's pay one more bill. I like paying bills, man, because I don't like for them to be overdue. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, I know y'all see me out here in these fly shirts in these internet streets. Some of y'all are even blessed enough to see me in the real streets with it, hey. And whether it's a shirt that says black on black fine, or this, that premium chocolate, or busy flourishing, one of my favorites, many things can be discounted. My worth isn't one of them. Or patiently waiting on someone's well-raised daughter. You know who keeps me fitted up? It's all about Merchandaire. Yep, Merchandaire, free-spirited apparel. They got a shirt or a hoodie that'll speak to your soul too. So let me tell you what to do. Just head on over to merchandaire.com. That's merchandaire.com. Grab you some apparel that speaks to you and speaks for you. Merchandaire, baby.
Yeah, so as we close out, I want to encourage you to give yourself grace and space. Obviously, we're celebrating Black History Month. It's Black History 365 here, but definitely we don't want to not put out great information and quality historical tidbits during Black History Month because you respect the fight that it took to get that recognized. So, Black History Month, man, read up on Nikki Giovanni. She's dope. She's amazing. She's eloquent, well-spoken, fiery. Definitely enjoy everything. And then come back next week. Last week was Thurgood Marshall. This week is Nikki Giovanni. I got a great surprise for you. And you probably heard a little bit of him in this episode. So we'll come back next week with that. But I want to definitely encourage you, whether good or bad, whatever is happening in your life, give yourself the space to feel it. Give yourself the grace for how you feel about it. You deserve both because you're a valuable asset. So with that thought in mind, I am going to close the way I always do. Listen, I can't help myself. Got to inspire, got to encourage, got to empower. But I can help myself by being the absolute best version of myself. And guess what? You can too. So why not we do it together? Till next time, y'all.